thank you to our supporters. The approximate length of this recording is 7.5 minutes.
Thank you to our supporters. Dear supporters, the end of 2019 is nearly upon us, and I hope the year has been kind to you and those you love. These pages are a brilliant way for me to thank each and every one of you who has taken the time, care and effort to raise funds for our wonderful charity. Without you, we couldn't continue our work to make sure that people with sight loss are independent, get the most out of everyday life and feel confident about their future. This edition's crop of fundraisers seem like a particularly energetic bunch. Jackie Fenton Collins did a 10K run. Wayne Pugh climbed a mountain, and Christian Hyde and Shona Black cycled their respective ways to a fantastic fundraising success. However you raised money for Guide Dogs this year, we're grateful for your contribution. I wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Maria Novell, Director of Fundraising. Being partnered with Guide Dog Happy has meant that Jackie Fenton Collins was able to complete her studies in London, and they both attended the ceremony to receive her master's degree. Wanting to give something back to guide dogs, and despite not having done any running before, Jackie decided to run the Active World 10K in St Albans. She was delighted to complete the race and raised £500. Included here is a photograph of Jackie Fenton Collins in her ceremony robes with yellow Labrador guide dog Happy. The Paglesham Clay Pigeon Club are supporting guide dogs this year and presented Southend and District Fundraising Group with a cheque for £7,500. Included here is a photograph of the Paglesham Clay Pigeon Club presenting a cheque to guide dogs. Congratulations to our team of staff, supporters and guide dog owner Shona Black, who took part in Ride the North, raising over £3,000. Covering 173 miles over 2 days, the route featured the beautiful backroads of northeast Scotland and the Carn Gorhams National Park. Included here is a photograph of staff, supporters and Shona Black after completing their ride. Members of the Kidderminster Fundraising Group were pleased to receive a cheque for £2,000 from Martin Stook, the retiring Mayor of Kidderminster. Included here is a photograph of members of the Kidderminster Fundraising Group receiving a cheque from the Mayor of Kidderminster, Martin Stook. Twice each year, Freemasons from across Devon meet to give support to local charities, donating money from a trust fund. In May, members of the Plymouth and District Fundraising Group attended a presentation where they received a cheque for £1,250 from the Right Worshipful Brother Ian Kinsbury, JP. Included here is a photograph of members of the Plymouth and District Fundraising Group receiving a cheque from the Right Worshipful Brother Ian Kinsbury, JP. A golf day at Dromoy in St Andrews, Scotland in August raised more than £17,000. The winning team came from Rowallan Golf Club in Ayrshire. Danny Rooney, St Andrews Fundraising Group Coordinator and Puppy Walker, said, "After 9 years of organising the golf day, it still amazes me how generous people are towards guide dogs, and we are so grateful." Included here is a photograph of the winning team of four from Rowallan Golf Club. Guide Dogs South Bucks Fundraising Group was the first charity to be invited to meet and greet people at Milton's Cottage in Chalfont St Giles. It was particularly appropriate because John Milton, after whom the cottage was named and who wrote the epic poem Paradise Lost, became blind in his later years. They raised £413. Included here is a photograph of Guide Dogs volunteers at Milton's Cottage. Staff at the Cardiff office of law firm Blake Morgan are on course to name a guide dog puppy after choosing Guide Dogs Cymru as their charity of the year until May 2021. Eve Pifferetti, head of Blake Morgan in Wales, said, "Our aim is not only to raise funds, but to engage and educate our team on the issues around living with sight loss, as well as providing them with volunteering opportunities." Included here is a photograph of staff from Blake Morgan and guide dog owners with their dogs, a golden retriever and a yellow Labrador, outside the office. Guide dog owner Wayne Pugh, together with his support team, climbed Ben Nevis in August, taking 7.5 hours to reach the summit. Wayne wants to raise enough to name a guide dog after his own guide dog, Vince, and has so far raised £4,200. He said, "I absolutely loved it. It was painful and hard work, and there were points where I thought I wasn't going to be able to do it, but the fantastic team kept me going." Included here is a photograph of Wayne Pugh at the top of Ben Nevis. A concert featuring BBC National Choir of the Year 2016, Voices of Hope, at St Mary's Church in Ponteland, Northumberland, in September, raised £1,000 for guide dogs and £400 for hearing dogs for deaf people. The event was organised by Newcastle team volunteer June Atkinson and hearing dogs volunteer Margaret Pearson. Included here is a photograph of the concert at St Mary's Church. Former referee Christian Hyde, who lost his sight overnight, completed an 80-mile tandem ride around all four Welsh rugby regions in a day. He and pilot Andrew Price-Stevens visited the home grounds of the Scarlets, Ospreys, Blues and Dragons, even cycling down the tunnel at Cardiff's Principality Stadium. The 14-hour marathon will help to name a puppy after Christian's retired guide dog, Sasha. Included here is a photograph of Christian Hyde and Andrew Price-Stevens on their tandem bike. 10-year-old Lewis Johnston from Ballymena, Northern Ireland, has raised an incredible £1,500 for guide dogs. Lewis was inspired to fundraise after a chance encounter with a guide dog owner near his home. So impressed with how the dog helped the owner, Lewis decided to take on a 16-mile sponsored walk with his family, which took 5 hours to complete. Included here is a photograph of Lewis Johnston and a German Shepherd Cross puppy in training. The Kilted Christmas Tree Company is supporting guide dogs by donating £5 from each Christmas tree sold online and from their guide dogs' wreaths. Guide dogs is very close to the heart of owner Alan Dalziel, as his late aunt was a guide dog owner. Alan aims to raise £50,000 and hopes to name a guide dog puppy for someone like his aunt, who has been affected by sight loss. Included here is a photograph of Alan Dalziel with guide dogs volunteers and two guide dog puppies in training, a black Labrador and a golden retriever.